Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show on the agenda this week. My first guest is my buddy John Ratzenberger from Cheers. He's done a lot of things over his career, and he'll be here to talk about many of them. Then we have the Long Island Medium. Teresa Caputo will be joining us on the program. NASCAR stock car champion Kurt Busch will be joining us. Joe Berlinger and Julian Lauren will be here. They are part of a Starz documentary called Confronting a Serial Killer. It's fascinating, and they'll be joining us to tell us all about that docuseries on Starz. Later on, Juwan Mass. He's part of Ghost Brothers, Lights Out on Discovery Plus. Actress Diane Cannon will be on the program, and we're going to talk about spring snacks with Dawn Jackson Blattner. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive.
They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck.
Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills.
Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm delighted that he's here right now. He's in our studio. When it comes to television characters and when it comes to a recognizable face, this man is in the top 10. I got to tell you that he is quite a guy, and he's joining us to talk about a serious subject and a few projects that he's working on. Joining us right now is John Ratzenberger. Hey, John, how you doing?
Ron, it's great to be here.
We've talked a few times on the phone. Isn't it?
Yes, yeah, for long-distance interviews.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Well, yeah. Welcome to Orlando. I know that there was a time in Orlando that you had a little bit of a motorcycle accident, so I got
mad at the highway, and so I decided to slam into it at 80 miles an hour.
But
and the highway won, by the way.
Yeah, but you're here.
Yeah.
And that section of the highway, they changed now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because
they have a plaque there?
Well, they said you damaged it so badly that they had to make an off-ramp. Right,
it was driver error. It was my fault, and luckily I survived.
Well, at least you didn't pull off a Gary Busey. You were wearing a helmet.
Oh, definitely wearing a helmet.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way to do that. You know, I know that you get tired of talking about this, but your role, which to this very day is on television, I mean, this is like
right.
I Love Lucy on Cheers. Cliffy the Mailman.
Oh, yeah. I don't get tired of talking to it at all. As a matter of fact, on my website, one of the first things you see is Cliffy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I mean, that was, you talk about ensembles on television. You think about the Lucy Show. You talk about the Carol Burnett Show. You talk about All in the Family. And you have to include Cheers.
I mean, my theory is that, because it holds up so well today, is because the writing was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
because the writing, you never saw the joke coming. You never could predict what the joke was going to be, unlike a lot of shows today.
That's the Burroughs boys, huh?
Well, it's Jimmy Burroughs and Wesson Glenn Childs and all the writers. We had a lot of writers, but every single one of them grew up in an era where they read books.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't watch TV growing up.
Yeah.
They read books, so they understood character development, depth of character, story arc. It came naturally to them because, once again, they had grown up reading.
Did you do that in front of a studio audience?
Yes, we did.
As a three-camera shoot?
Four.
Really? Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show. And you know what? You can always tell a good show when it plays so many years after. I bought my first radio station the year that that show went on the air, and here we are three decades later, and that show is still on and still good and still appealing to an entirely different demographic.
Well, interesting you should mention radio, because the thing about Cheers is a little-known fact that I'll throw at you like Cliffy, is that if you turn down the picture, darken the picture, Cheers plays like a radio show.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even have to see the picture, and you'll still get the story and everything else.
That's an interesting... I've never heard anybody tell that to me, because they always say the radio is the theater of the mind, you know, as they used to say in the old days.
You turn the picture off, just listen to the soundtrack of Cheers. It's just like a radio show.
I'm going to do that, because I watch it in reruns all the time. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that, because I've never heard of that before.
Yep.
That's
yep.
pretty cool. The Travel Channel is made in America. I loved that show, John, because, you know, so many times America gets the short change of what goes on in this country. People hear what's happening in Syria. They're manufacturing
right.
cars in Japan. You brought this to the forefront and said, this is what's happening in Knee Bend, Indiana.
Right. I just got tired of all the negative things coming out of, especially Hollywood, because we used to be a nation and a culture that rewarded success. Now we're a nation and culture that rewards failure. And we make fun of or demonize anyone that wants to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a turn that was made, I believe, somewhere in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, my next book is actually going to be entitled, I'm Sorry I Ruined the World, Apologies for the Woodstock Generation.
Yeah.
Because we made that turn. And so I wanted to do Made in America because I wanted to honor the people that actually, to me, I avoid the term blue-collar worker. It's essential worker because the people that put the nuts and the bolts of our civilization together are essential. People like myself or a basketball player or a singer, we're not essential.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have us around.
Yeah.
But if we didn't come to work one day, nobody'd really care.
Yeah, well, it's not going to stop the economy or anything.
Imagine
right?
if all the truck drivers pulled off the side of the yeah. road for a day.
Yeah.
We're
you know,
done.
You bring up a good point. We were talking before we went on the air about the show I was watching on VH1 about the 60s. And you're right. It was almost like if you made it at that
right.
era, you were a materialistic, capitalistic, you know, pig, if you
right.
will, you know.
Right. And here we are now still dealing with
yes.
a country that used to be called Communist China.
Mm-hmm.
The government's not, is no different than it used to be when Mao started.
Right.
It's still a communist country, but now, for some reason, we just call it China.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And we forget that, I mean, Mao killed more people than Hitler did.
Sure.
10 times
yeah.
more people than Hitler did. But no one mentions that.
No, because now we have a stake in what they're
right.
doing. And, you know, there's even in the political arena today some unrest over, and I won't mention any names, but over the people who have legally made a good living, and now all of a sudden that legal good living turns against him because of the fact that he's worth $1 bazillion. And, you know, well, if he's worth $1 bazillion, he apparently did it, you know, illegally, and that's not the case.
No, it's, but also, you know, there are people who are very wealthy that would like to see you become very wealthy.
Yes.
That just saying, like, this is how I did it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the Judeo-Christian ethic. You get up in the morning, put your hand to something useful, be responsible for yourself and your family. They're really simple rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up following the American dream. My father was a truck driver, drove a gasoline tanker. My mother worked in a factory. I was a latchkey kid before the
term came.
Yeah, before it was popular. And, oh, I remember, you know, making, you know, bacon sandwiches when just my eyeballs could see just at the top of the frying pan. And now, oh, social services show up. But,
yeah, right.
You know, nobody bothered back then, and I became very capable. But I followed the American dream, did okay for myself, and now for some reason they want to punish me for it.
Yeah.
By raising taxes. And I just don't get it. Why am I being punished for doing what I was supposed to do?
Yeah, you were told to do something. It's just like going to college. You were told to go to college, right. And then they turn around and they say, oh, you should have went to a trade school because there really are too many college-educated people.
Well, right now, I mean, that's actually the reason I'm in Florida, because the MOST program, which started here right in Orlando, it's, you know, a mobile outreach skills training. What we do is we train people in the skills to fill jobs in manufacturing. Right now, there's 600,000 jobs available in manufacturing nationwide. But what happens, like when the veterans come home, they're they go to the VA or a community college, and they'll train them in a skill that might take 2 years. They'll get a certificate in a skill that's not available in their area. They might graduate after 2 years with a certificate in dog grooming,
mm-hmm.
something that's just not applicable to the real world. So what we do is we'll go to the companies, big manufacturers, small manufacturers, say, what do you need? They'll say, well, we need 6 welders. We need 5 CNC machine operators. We'll pull our trucks up. We have 18-wheelers. We'll pull right up right next to the factory, and we'll vet the veterans as well as the company.
Sure.
But we'll find people that want those jobs, and we train them. We train them on the spot. 2-week course, they go in the factory. After another 4 weeks, they have a job. So we guarantee the jobs. We find the jobs, we guarantee the jobs. And we so far we put over 1,000 vets to work.
That's sensational.
Some of them homeless.
And I got to tell you that I really think that the 2-week span that you're talking about there is what counts. Because when you start telling somebody that we're going to have a training program that's going to take 8 months, and they're already starving, that doesn't have much curb appeal, if you know what I mean, you know?
Well, also, you know, the government cost, the cost to the taxpayers, is $200,000 per head in those training programs. Ours is $6,900 a head.
Well, what we want to talk about, we're going to take a quick break, John. What we want to talk about is this MOST program, M-O-S-T. And we'll chat about it when we come back, okay?
You bet.
My very special guest, my friend John Ratzenberger. And John has had memorable roles on television, but we all remember good old Cliffy. And John Ratzenberger and myself will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back. My friend John Ratzenberger is here, and he just delivered the mail for us, in fact. He dropped off some special deliveries.
Yeah, sorry I got the zip code mixed up.
That's okay. Everybody does.
I delivered it to Universal Joints.
That
goes under the car, you know, with the drive shaft.
That's exactly right. Okay. Well, that's a, now you did a travel show. Now you can do a car show with Leno or Adam Carolla. Let's go back to this great program, MOST. M-O-S-T. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you what that meant.
Mobile Outreach Skills Training.
Okay.
You go to the website, mostjobstraining.com.
When you go there, do you hit the M period, O period, or just go to MOST?
No, M-O-S-T.
M-O-S-T. Okay.
Mostjobstraining.com.
You say that there's 600 jobs out there in the United
States.
600,000. 600,000 jobs
right now.
Now, my question is, when they come out on the news with these figures of unemployment and all this other stuff, have they forgot about those 600,000 jobs?
Absolutely they have.
Is that intentionally, John?
The misconception is the people in the government and the teachers unions, guidance counselors, they think we're two different countries. They want all their kids to go to college, and they forget that if we don't educate the plumbers, then when the brain surgeon goes to wash his hands before surgery and there's no hot water, well, that's the reason. The average age of skilled people who can handle tools and machines is 57 years old. 6 years, well, sometimes less, they're gone.
Gone.
Retired.
Yeah.
And there's no one coming up after him, by the way, because we canceled vocational training in all our schools starting about 30 years ago.
Right.
So now children who graduate from high school are functionally, mechanically illiterate.
Sure.
So that's an endangered species. Mm-hmm. But I talked to Congress, the Senate, I've talked to a lot of politicians, a lot of educators about this. And they look at you like you got lobsters coming out of your ears.
Yeah.
They didn't even know that this is a crisis. But now, I've been talking about this now for a good 6-8 years. Just now, it's starting to hit Washington and the New York Times and people like that. Because in their own lives, they're realizing, oh, I can't find a bricklayer. Brother needs a welder for, we can't find it. And so now, they're just starting to realize that we're heading for a crisis. So that's where we come in. We have a lot of vets coming back, Afghanistan and Iraq. We have the ability to train them for any one of those 600,000 jobs that are available.
And deservingly so. I mean, they have paid an enormous price
Absolutely.
To live in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy down the street who's never even seen the inside of a tank, you know, he all of a sudden is complaining and moaning and, you know, trying to call his congressman to complain about the slightest little thing. Meanwhile, these people see what the cost of freedom is. But, you know, you bring up such a valid point when it comes to the technical end of it. In your analogy before about, you know, us in the entertainment business, we didn't show up for work. In my case, it would just be dead air and they'd fill it with somebody else who does
right,
this,
yeah.
You know. But the fact of the matter is that I like when I call somebody, and the person that comes to my house and fixes the plumbing or does something technical is a young person. The reason
right.
I like it is because everybody, and I don't know when this...
Well, that's the future.
Yeah, I don't know when this happened, John, but everybody wants to be the boss. Everybody wants to sit behind the big desk.
That's the entitlement of came out of Woodstock.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have to be concerned about their feelings.
Yes.
Not their achievements.
No.
Their feelings.
Yeah, and those people who are looked down upon. I mean, the guy that drives the truck that picks up the job Johnny's, you say, boy, how the heck did he get that job? I was watching the guy pick up the recyclables today, right? And I'm thinking to myself, this guy probably got up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
He's jumping in and out of that truck. We're working like a mule. But yet somebody looking at him says, and they're unemployed.
But we did that in a popular culture. Hollywood did that.
Yeah.
Because every time you see a depiction of someone with a toolbox or someone who's handy, whether it's a movie, a TV show, they're always depicted as being less than the people who made the movie anyway. Yeah. They're always looked down upon. So why would a child growing up watching those depictions want to be that?
That's right.
When all they've seen in the popular culture is those people being made fun of.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What can we do as the general public? How do we hop on John's bandwagon with most?
Well, with most, it's really donations and it's private funding. The government gives us no money whatsoever.
Geez, what a surprise.
What a surprise.
Gosh,
but we guarantee jobs. We find the jobs and we guarantee the jobs. But once you're in our training program, you stick with it, you're guaranteed a job.
Now, is it all technical jobs?
No, we can reconfigure for just about anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because we have these motorhomes and trailer trucks that pull up right on the space, the lot, right next to the factory, whatever it is, and we computerize everything. So
Wow. Whatever
the job is, you need a skill as a manufacturer, we can train you. I was using the welding machine today, by the way.
Were you really?
Computerized welding machine. And I have a background. I've done some welding, and it's exactly like you're welding.
No kidding. But do you have a position for an announcer in this gig?
As a matter of fact, I happen to know the guy to talk to.
Oh, really? I do anything. Believe me. Floors, announcing. Hey, I got started.
You know what? If we ever get to the point of doing a documentary, we're going to need a documentary voice.
Boy, they wouldn't use you. It would be something.
Well, I may...
They can afford me.
I might be fishing that day.
They may be fishing that day. You're doing Drop Dead Diva up in
Atlanta. Oh, yeah,
in
Atlanta, yeah.
How do you like doing that?
Yeah, well, it's great. The nice folks, the cast, they're very friendly. Everybody's right on the money. And I love the business that we're in, because you show up on a set, and it really is a crack team. It's just because everybody knows what they're supposed to do. And I know Hollywood does get a bad rap because we got all this BS here, BS. Once you get through that, and you're at the level where you're working,
mm-hmm.
it's just stunning
to
watch the ballet of the crews and the camera movement and the lenses and the actors playing their trade. It's a joy.
Well, the problem with that business is that when you get into it too young and you haven't paid your dues, whether it be in acting or in singing, you don't appreciate what it takes to make it, and then you kind of abuse it. And when you get it a little bit later on in life, a little bit of reality, that's for sure. Most is the name of the program. It's an organization that gives Americans, particularly veterans returning from war, the training and resources to enhance manufacturing jobs in America. John Ratzenberger, the great actor, is really taking a huge hand in making this thing work. And again, the website again, John, is
mostjobstraining.com.
Okay. Would you come back and join us again sometime, my friend?
Absolutely, sir.
We had a nice time. I always enjoy talking with you.
And give me a ride in your fancy car out there?
I'll give you a ride in my fancy car.
It's a nice car.
Thank you very much.
Both my vehicles, we got through, they're all American.
This one has an American frame and engine, okay?
Right.
But it was built in Italy.
They're an ally, and they have good food.
Yeah, and I'm Sicilian, so...
Oh, well.
So I didn't want to...
Giovanni.
I didn't want to buy it. They made me buy it.
They made me an offer. You don't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice. John Ratzenberger's been our guest. What a great guy. Come back again, John, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Okay, and we'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Now, Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has officially recognized atrocities committed against Armenians in the early 20th century as a genocide. In a statement marking Armenian Remembrance Day, the president said the day was a time to remember all those who died in the Ottoman-era Armenian genocide and recommit ourselves to preventing such an atrocity from ever occurring again. Previous administrations had avoided using the word genocide out of concern of damaging relations with Turkey. An estimated 1.5 million Armenian people were killed by the Ottoman Empire between 1915 and 1923. And several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots after looking into several cases of rare blood clots. Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia are just some of the states that have begun administering the shot again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
World. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is quite a lady. She has a hit TV show on TLC called Long Island Medium. She has written many books, and she is very well known for her exceedingly unique talent that she has. And she's going to be taking her show on the road with Teresa Caputo Live, the Platinum Experience. Joining us right now is the Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo. Hi, Teresa. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you and your listeners.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say. I was wondering if you were going to ask me how I was doing because I figured you'd already know.
Well, I have to say, everyone always says that. How are you doing? How are you holding up through these crazy times? And I say, you know what? Me being back out on the road, yes, things are different, and we're doing everything socially distanced where everyone purchases their own pod and you're 6 feet apart from anyone else you didn't come to the show with. But it's a huge sign of things getting back to normal. So I am very grateful for that, very thankful, and to be able to get back out on the road and to channel people's loved ones for them to give them peace. Things couldn't be better.
Well, that's great. And the Platinum Experience takes care of all the COVID protocols. Everything will be in place. And we want to talk about the tour and some of the cities you're going to be going to, but you can go to teresacaputo.com for details and tickets. Now, Teresa, someone told me that you started with this exceedingly unique talent back when you were just a couple of years old, and then it kind of flourished from there. I know there are a lot of people who say, how can this be done? This is the reason why I love talking to you, because I'm going to ask that same question. I mean, how do you do this? And I know you don't want to give the recipe away. What do you hear? What do you see? What do you do? What do you have that, and I don't want to say this disrespectfully, but the normal person doesn't.
Well, listen, first I want to say to you, Ron, I am the first one to say that what I do is absolutely crazy. There is no way someone can communicate with someone that has died. First one to say it. Spirit has me talk about things that you are not expecting them to bring up, things that there's no way I could find out about. They talk about things that you experience, the way that you feel. They talk about intimate moments that you might have shared with them before they died. Those are the things that I even struggled with my gift, because I couldn't understand. You know, for me, at 4 years old, always seeing someone in a room and there was no one else in the room but myself, or hear someone speak to me and I'm still alone in my space. To me, that was normal. I thought that everyone was sensing and feeling the things that I did. Mm-hmm. And this is where I say, Ron, who decided what normal is? Because for me, is normal for me is not going to be normal for you. And for me, normal is communicating with the people, channeling the souls of the departed. To me, that is normal. I don't know anything different. And, you know, I tell people this also. You have to understand, I always felt there was something missing deep within my soul. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, whether it be with a relationship, maybe a job, career. And here I was, you know, still having my grandparents, my parents. My ex-husband had survived a brain tumor. I have two beautiful children. But I still felt there was something missing deep within my soul. And the moment I embraced and accepted my gift from God is when I felt complete.
I know that people ask you this all the time. Do you only tell good news, that you want people to realize that friends, relatives, whatever the case may be, that are in the afterlife are doing well? Because that's what they want to hear. They don't hear they're having a tough time. But do you ever tell bad news? I mean, do you ever see someone that says, oh, boy, you know, you got Uncle Joe is really in trouble?
You know, Ron, this is another thing. You know, you said about giving away the recipe, you know, of how I do this. I don't know how this works. I'm being perfectly honest with you. All I know is that I just start sensing and feeling things that mean nothing to me but a life-changing to the person that I'm speaking to. And when I also embraced my gift, I couldn't understand why someone would want to come see a medium and speak to their loved ones that have died. And what I learned from channeling the souls of the departed is that no matter who we lose or how we die, young or old, we here in the physical world are left with these negative emotions. Maybe it's a burden, a guilt, a should've, could've, would've, and only if. At the end of the day, all of those emotions do not give us the ability to heal. So that is why Spirit gives us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. They give us these things to help us. And I put my gift in God's hands, and I said, if this is my soul's journey here in the physical world, open a door, open every door you open for me, I will walk through. But I want to do it with levity and love, and I want it for healing purposes. I don't want to use my gift for anything else but to help people to heal. And you know what, Ron? Here I am. over 25 years later.
One of the things that I guess is personal in my particular case, and I don't mean to be flipped by quoting a line from a very famous movie, but I dream of dead people a lot, all relatives or even people I've never met before. My wife says, do you ever dream of anybody alive? What does that mean?
My interpretation and from what I've learned from spirit, see, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. So people think that I do, right, because I'm a medium. So you have a very different connection. When we dream of a loved one and it's so vivid, as if we were just with them, and we remember them, they're okay, they're smiling. Some people have actual conversations with the soul. That is a visitation. That is the soul coming to you to show you that they are okay, safe, and at peace, and not wanting you to feel or think that they're still suffering in the afterlife.
Would you ever do anything with me right now?
What happens is with me, Ron, if a soul steps forward and they make me feel things, then I will be more than happy to. So what I did see, now for me, there was a father energy that stepped forward. So for me, a father energy is grandfather, father, father-in-law, could be an uncle, and then he restricted my chest. I have had a little difficulty breathing. So that is my symbol, that someone passed from the heart, lungs, and or chest.
Very interesting. You know, I worked for a company one time, and we wanted to have a medium on, and they wouldn't let me do it. They said, no, you can't do it. I don't understand why. I mean, I think this is fascinating, and I really think you have a talent that is so unique. And I could talk for hours about that, but apparently you're just as surprised as I am at what you got.
Absolutely, because, see, this is the thing. People will say, they'll say, can you come on my show? And listen, it's not up to me who comes through. And if they do and if they don't, I don't know what's going to happen. It's the same thing when I do a reading. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to get read. And it's not up to me who speaks. That's the amazing thing. You come to the experience, and this is why it is so effective when you come. Because the souls that speak are the souls that can deliver as many messages at one time, which means that I might be speaking, say, channeling someone's mom on one side of the room and saying all of these things to someone, and someone clear across the room, there might be 15 other families going, oh, my God, that's what happened to my dad. That's what happened to my brother. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to my grandfather. I mean, I refer to that as piggybacking. Anything that you can connect with, that spirit has me say during this hour and a half of the experience, please accept as a direct message from your departed loved one. Because it's impossible for me to give a personal reading to every person in that room. This is why people say it all the time. They'll say, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't even personally get read. But what I witnessed was absolutely life-changing. And then you know what some people say, Ron, which is so amazing? They will say, and then I realized that there were other people that needed to hear from their loved ones more than I. Look, this is what I do for a living. I say to people, I don't care if you believe in what I do. I want you to believe in yourself,
right,
in the afterlife, and knowing that you still have that connection with your loved ones. As a medium, I feel like it's just validated for you because we still have all of these questions. I do the same thing. But it's this validation, this reassurance. It's this sense of peace that what I do gives people. And that's it. It gives them a sense of peace. And they know that their loved ones are at peace.
I think of a lot of people that are gone. Who would you think, just talking to me, I think of the most?
I don't know. I mean, I could sit here and give out names. You know, I could just say whatever, but I didn't get anything, and I'm very honest.
That's good.
You know, because I'm also doing phone interviews, one right after another.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, Ron. I make what I do look very easy. It's not easy.
No.
I just don't know anything different.
Well, I didn't mean to put you in a corner, because I know that's a very difficult thing to do. So when you're really good at something, it does look easy. When people look at you and say, I can do that, that means they can't. TeresaCaputo.com is where we can go to for details and tickets for this great live show. Teresa Caputo Live, the Platinum Experience. You're going to be in Orlando at all?
I was in Orlando about a month ago, yeah. I'm going to be in the Woodlands and in South Carolina, in Myrtle Beach and Columbia.
Okay. Well, look, Teresa, you are always welcome here. We love when you're here, and I'm a fan of what you do. And please, don't be a stranger. Come on back anytime, and I would love to meet up with you one day and have you look into my past, future, and present. Just the past. The future and the present, I don't even know about anymore.
Me neither. Because let me tell you something. What is that saying, Ron? You make plans and God laughs.
Yeah. But good luck on this tour, Teresa. And join us again.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Boy, what an interesting guest. Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today, on this first weekend of March 2017, and I am privileged to have our next guest with us. He's been on the show with us in the past, but this particular time, he's a huge winner, a big superstar from last weekend. The winner of the 2017 Daytona 500 NASCAR race last weekend, my friend Kurt Busch. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing great, Ron. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
And, Kurt, congratulations on last weekend's win at the Daytona 500. You were the man. But I go back to the days of watching, and I was a kid, when I used to watch the likes of Fireball Roberts and Joe Weatherly and Lee Petty. I'm so happy that it has gotten to be a sport that has been so embraced by the general public. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's been unbelievable over the different generations, like you're talking about. to now see it live and bringing the past to the present with the NASCAR Hall of Fame. I was just at the dinner the other night. It's amazing to see the history of our sport and the pioneers of what it is today, what they created. I mean, guys like Lee Petty, he was the first professional racer. If he didn't do race well on the track, his family wasn't going to eat that night. And so it's amazing what families and what different competitors have done over the years.
And what's amazing, I saw that too, is that he would drive the car that he raced to the racetrack. I mean, those are really stock cars, not like the safety that we have today. Thank goodness we have it. But those cars were it, warts and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The cars we drive today spoil the drivers, you know. Back then, yeah, you bought a car or you bummed it off your family or you did a business deal with a friend and you drove the car to the track. You hope that you raced well enough to place good enough to get some money, and then you drove it to the next track. You put cars on trailers. You didn't have to race and drive the same car. Then corporate sponsors became involved, and it turned into ownership, and then drivers. You name it. The sport of NASCAR has gone through its evolution, but the roots of it, based right here in the southeast, of different moonshiners running from the cops, and it's amazing how it's come full circle today. Be a mainstream sport that's comparable to football, baseball, basketball, and everything else.
You're absolutely right. Here's a sport that, for all intents and purposes, had its origination with crime, really, when you talk about it, with the Rum Runners. But you know what used to break me up was that those cars that we're talking about, Kurt, that we drove to the track, I didn't, but, you know, we watched everybody drive them, they used to tape up the headlights. Now they put fake headlights on with decals. It's just totally, as you said, come full circle.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you had to put electrical tape on the lens. That way, when you bumped into somebody, the glass didn't jump out on the track and cut people's tires.
Right.
And then there's races that people won by just staying out on their old hard tires. They used to steal tires off people's cars in the parking lot and leave a note on the windshield, say, hey, call us if you need some tires afterwards. It's amazing what the sport is today, and we have all those great pioneers to thank, and the different families, the different legends, and all of it. It's great to see it, and it comes full circle with it, where we have guys like Ned Jarrett or Bobby Allison that are still part of the racing family. And then we've got the new young drivers out there, even as young as Joey Logano, part of the program. Come out to the track. It's a fun, active lifestyle to get the family involved.
You know, I mentioned earlier Fireball Roberts, who was one of my favorites. I just realized before you were driving the number 41, which brought you to victory this past weekend, you used to drive a Dodge that was number 22. That was his number.
You got it, number 22. And I'll tell a quick story. Working with the Wood Brothers here currently, Leonard Wood came over to me and said, you know, we ran the number 22 to start off when we were running, but everybody knows the Wood Brothers are the same 21 right now.
Yeah, right.
When Fireball showed up at the track, he was a Ford factory driver, so he would get number preference treatment, so to speak. He would have the 22, so that made the Wood Brothers switch to number 21. So that's a great fun story to tell to everybody on, wow, the 22 is a special number.
Wow, and it is a special number. I had the opportunity to meet up in Daytona with Marvin Panch. They were racing partners at the time. That was his teammate. And great stories about the Fireball on the number 22. Now, you and your brother are out there competing, all right? And it reminds me of the days of Bobby Allison and Davey Allison, where they're competing against one another, or Lee and Richard Petty in those days. No mercy for your brother, right? You're out there to win, right, Kurt?
Oh, for sure. He's the first guy at the end of the day that I want to beat.
He's a mixed breed there, you know? I mean, you got people who love him and people that like the boom. I mean, he has to have some pretty thick skin. You're liked by everybody, but he's got some people at different ends of the spectrum.
Well, I appreciate you saying I'm liked by everybody. I've been through those hard times, and it's just that competitor that's in you, that desire to win and to be the best. And sometimes you rub people the wrong way, and other people love it. And that's the character that he is. And it's fun to know him as a brother and as a real person. And then when he puts that helmet on, the helmet, what it does to everybody when they strap it on how crazy you can be.
Right.
But it's fun to race against him. I treat him as a teammate when we're out on the track. But at the end of the day, I know he wants to beat me, and he's the first guy I want to finish in front of.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, Kurt, I don't know if people realize how exciting it is to be on a racetrack. Now, I've gone around the Daytona track and a couple other ones. It is, whether you're driving slow, whether you're walking, whether you're in a golf cart, it is a sensation that you just cannot believe. So, quick point here. When they initiated this points championship, does it, do you think, as we talked earlier about the old days, does it take away from the winning driver? I mean, here you are competing for two different things. You're competing to win the race, which was the primary thing you competed for back in the old days, if you will, and now you're competing for the points. Do you think it kind of draws away from the winner?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, and right now you have to be consistent if you want to make the top 10 in points. And then to get a guaranteed spot in the chase, you can go out there just for race wins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're promoting both aspects of it. And right now, we've been a steady team. We find ourselves eighth in points. But then you got a guy like, say, Matt Kenseth has two wins, and he's not in the top 10 in points, but I think he is. Anyhow, if you have a lot of wins, you get a guaranteed spot in the chase. So you want to win, but yet you want to be consistent.
Restrictor plates or no restrictor plates, Kurt?
Well, it's all about maintaining the correct speed. And if we weren't restricted at tracks like Daytona and Talladega, we'd be doing 240 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Almost gets a little too dangerous at that speed.
I agree. I'm going to down in the pit, so I'll come down and say hi to you, okay?
Absolutely. Come on by, and I love our military. I'm a great supporter of all the different programs and the foundations, especially the Armed Forces Foundation, on serving those who serve.
Let's face it, NASCAR does a great job at the beginning of every race paying tribute to the military in our country, and I think that they should be saluted for that. They do a great job.
Absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't have the ability to go out there and race if we didn't have men and women out there protecting our freedom. And, of course, we're going to be there with our hands held over our heart and flags flying high.
Do me a favor, my friend. Stay safe, will you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And to all of our men and women out there serving, stay safe and come home soon.
Okay. Last week's winner of the Daytona 500, the granddaddy of them all and the biggest race of the entire NASCAR circuit, the 2017 Daytona 500 winner, Kurt Busch. Thanks, Kurt. I enjoy talking to these NASCAR drivers so much. You just can't imagine. I love this sport. I go crazy for it. But what is really funny is that I got my wife hooked on racing many, many years ago, and now she watches NASCAR more religiously than I do. She knows everything there is to know about it. She even watches the time trials, the qualifications. Fanatical. Believe me, it's nice to have a wife who enjoys.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group. group, their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That wraps up our number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include John Ratzenberger, the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, and NASCAR great Kurt Busch. Next hour from the Stars Channel and a show called Confronting a Serial Killer, it's producer Joe Berlinger and Jillian Lauren. Later on in the hour, Juwan Mass from Ghost Brothers Lights Out on Discovery Plus, actress Diane Cannon and Dawn Jackson Blattner. We're going to be chatting about snacks and springtime. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.